You tuned in to the Jeff Thomas Show. I am your host. This is Relationship Thursday. I got a special guest in the building today. We're going to talk about love and relationships and all sorts of things today. I can't wait to get it in. Last week, man, we talked about how to marry a black man and keep him. That got kind of heated a little bit. And I know some people, I got a lot of messages and a lot of comments, and people were telling me, you know, Jeff, man, I don't believe that. And some of the women were, you know, they had their views and opinions. They want the proposals, but you know what? We're going to talk about them. We'll have a big format some later date down the line. But on today's show, man, I'm so pumped up. This young brother, I've been following him for a long time, especially since social media, but I knew him back in the day when he was a young buck. And he has a story. And one of these days, I'm going to get him on one of my other shows on the Black Men Talking Wednesdays. I'm going to get him on so he can talk about his life and the things that he's going through and things that he's overcome. And I thought he had an interesting story. I've been following him on social media. He's the author of 4 books. I got one of the books. I'm telling you, and I'm not really into the poems and stuff like that. You know, it wasn't my thing. You know, we try to be manly and stuff. But he had a poem, man, that I really kind of took to. So we're going to get into that. And that's in one of his latest books, Mindful Thoughts. But he has another book out, and he's going to talk about that. He's going to tell you where you can get that. I think that's Expressions. I think I'm right about that. If I'm not right, he's going to tell me. But ladies and gentlemen, this young brother's an activist. He puts in work in the community. I've seen him doing the riots. Brother was out there in the streets. He was trying to educate our people, man. And so on today's show, I'm going to bring you none other than the author, Mario Givens. Rio, what's good, baby? Get your mic.
And thank you for the opportunity. Good evening, everybody. And man, but you did go right with the book. It's called Expressions. That's my fourth book. It's Expressions.
Okay, cool.
But just, you know, doing what God told me to do. Okay. And understood the plan, and now I'm executing it.
Yeah, that's good business. And that's the way that it should be. What inspired you to write? I mean, I ain't gonna lie, bro. When I remember you from the bar, so I didn't think author, you know what I'm saying? But it's good to see you in this era of your life. Tell me how you got involved with writing.
Man, it started in sixth grade. I was at Dyett Middle School in Chicago here. And I really liked this young lady at the time. So I tried to impress her. So what I did was I came home and I got the back of the CD, you know, I mean, the tape cover. You got the lyrics to the songs. Right. So New Kids on the Block. Yes, New Kids on the Block. I got the song. I Remember When, that was the name of the song. And I took some lyrics off of it. And the next day I went to school and I gave her the note. Unfortunately, she listened to New Kids on the Block as well. So she knew the lyrics. Yeah, so she told me that for me to get with her, I had to write my own stuff. And that's when I did the Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue. And I got her. She was my girl for like 2 weeks. And she dumped me, you know, and that's what inspired me to write.
Now, that's honestly crazy.
And I actually just met her. I just actually met back with her in a group because I haven't seen her since 1992. Wow. And we have a Dyett reunion group, and we just touched bases and we talked about it, and we cool now.
Wow. Look at that. I mean, that kind of inspiration, you know, you never know where inspiration comes from. And she told you got to write your own stuff.
Oh, see, yeah, she came home.
Now, see, we're going to talk about that because that's how love used to be. You know what I'm saying? You had to earn it. You know, you had to put it into work, and she told you that. And so on Relationship Thursdays, I like to talk all things relationships. And so I like to get right to it. I'm not going to butter anything up. You're a young man. Yes. I'm assuming you're single.
Yes.
As in marriage wise, I don't know if young lady out there you're dating. It ain't my fault. Using that disclaimer, but what are some of the qualities that you look for in a woman?
Well, let me start out by saying I am divorced. I am single. So, ladies, if you're listening, I am single. But
single ladies, get with them.
Well, I'm looking for the old school. I like to court the woman, so I like to. I like her eyes, man. She got to have beautiful eyes. She got to have a great personality. She got to be very spontaneous. And she got to be funny, you know what I mean, and very outgoing. And I want somebody that's free to travel. So I'm looking for somebody, because I want to travel the world. And I want that traveling partner as well. So those are the key components, like love, honesty. That's the building. I'm going to get that. But I want those other things too. That's going to make me feel secure in my relationship. You know what I'm saying? With the woman.
Now, I mean, you talked about some things. You talked about honesty, which I'm assuming has a lot to do with trust. How do we maintain? Because we know how relationships get from time to time. We the first 6 months, we in love. I mean, we, you know, hand walking, you know, we talking, yes. We hugged up, we booed up, we gazing each other's eyes. How do we maintain that intensity? And you mentioned you were divorced, and I don't know if you want to go delve into.
We can talk about it. Me and my ex-wife, we on good terms, so we can talk about things.
Cool. So
it's no problem.
What are some of the things that you found there? Did you find all those qualities, or did they fall off after a while? What happened?
Well, with me being married, it started at an early age. I was fresh out of high school, pretty much. I met her, you know, old school, right up on the bus stop. She looked cute. You asked for the phone number, but I didn't get the chance to court her like it should have been. You know what I mean? So, and we had my daughter very young, so we didn't get a chance to get to know each other. Right. So we started finding things we liked as we went on. Mm. That's not good. We didn't have no stability.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So there was no stability. So 16 years, you know, and wow. it went left, and, you know, and I learned a lot from it, but now I look at it like this, man. You have to have some type of consistency. You got to communicate. You got to be consistent with it. That's what's going to keep that relationship going. You got to communicate. If it's something bad, you got to tackle it at that moment. You cannot let it go 3 or 4 days, because then you're going to add something else to it. Be consistent with your conversation. Be firm. Be open. But also, as the man, we have to listen. Mm. We have to listen. That was one of my things that I messed up in my marriage and my past relationship too. I didn't listen as much. So, and that came from being the alpha male, you know, you know, I know what I'm doing, give me that time, you know, and we have to listen. We have to be very consistent with everything we do, especially in this day and age, because everything's moving fast. So you got to be very consistent.
And consistency is one of the key components to success anyway. So, yeah. I mean, you talk about being consistent, and I found, you know, what you're saying, and that when you have to grow with somebody and you don't get to know them, because usually what they say is after 6 months, you really find out who that person is, and then you get to know each other and arguments start and the personalities come out. How can men, though, you talk about listening, okay. How can we learn how to listen better? Because you said alpha male. I consider myself an alpha male, so sometimes, yes, I know I don't listen to my wife. Let me clear this up, because I don't want her to be like, you really don't. So you ain't listening. So you telling real, but you ain't telling me. Sometimes, you know, we don't always pay attention. I should say that. But tell me how we could better improve those things.
Well, listening, first off, you got to be humble. You got to be humble. So even as a lion in the jungle, he still had to submit a little bit. So we got to humble ourselves, man. We got to really listen to the woman, but also we have to let her know, this is what I'm taking from what you're saying as well. Even though I'm listening, I still have to let you know how I'm feeling about what you're bringing to the table with this conversation. That's how I feel about it. You know, yeah. What I mean? So that's how I look at it.
Yeah. And that's a very, you know, we do have to, because we all interpret things differently. I mean, we all see things differently. And I think that's important. So you talked in your writing, and I know by the Mindful Thoughts, a book of poems, and I want to jump into this book, really, man. Cause it's like cool. So I'm gonna have to get your expressions too. But what went into the motivation behind writing Mindful Thoughts?
Just the title itself. Like, I'm a Gemini, man. So my mind always thinking. I'm always thinking, I always got thoughts. And every little thing that I saw at that moment, it sparked something. And I just wrote about it. I didn't care what it was. And Mindful Thought is just a book. It's similar to Expressions, because both of them are book of poems. And when you have the book of poems, you have different titles. See, my first book was The Love Notes. So that book was a genre of just love.
Right.
my third book was Love and Pain, The Chronicles of Love and Pain. So you got love and pain on being hurt in a relationship or being hurt in a marriage. But with Mindful Thoughts, I talked about everything. So by me having that type of mindset, I had to be open.
Right.
So my mind was open to everything. And that's how I got to that point.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have a favorite. One of my favorite, I told you this earlier before we got on, is Weather Report. So I'm going to read it for the people who are getting it. And make sure, and Rio's going to tell you how to get these books. Because one, and this is, you know, Rio, I've been podcasting for a little over 10 years. I stopped for a little bit after I ended up going to the hospital. I got sick. And so I had to recover. So I stopped. I put it on hold for a little bit. But
okay,
when I kick back up, you know, I always wanted to promote those people who are starting out or who are trying to make moves, particularly people of color, period. Black people, period, point blank. We need to support our own. We need to do our own things. We need to be grassroots. And so, you know, when you had your book out, I was like, man, I got to support Rio. You could sell as many books you want to in the group. I don't care because I want to make sure I support you.
I appreciate it.
And what the things that you're doing. But let me read this. It's called Weather Report. It's on page 59. So, you know, I'm not Darius Love Hall, none of that. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to read this. So for the ladies out there that like poetry, this is what Rio is bringing to the table. They want our happiness, that romance, the extra night, with passion of massages, an hour of foot rubs, soak your body in my heart. That moment of truth, the cries that get wiped clear from my lips, that love, that's what grandma had. Making love to the rain. So every time a drop fall, I go deep inside your earth soil. Every time it thunders, you scream with ecstasy. As my lightning bolts strike your trees, it's a storm, a hurricane. Poof. Hey, I'm gonna have to, you know, I'm gonna have to use this. I'm gonna have to get my voice right. I'm gonna have to use that one. Talk to me about Weather Report, man. That's one of my favorite poems from Mindful.
I appreciate the love. All my poetry is very, it's not orthodox. It's not the traditional poetry. I have a lot of symbolism. So I symbolize a lot of things so it could tell a story. So Weather Report was actually something that I was actually watching the weather. And he was talking about how the rain, we're going to have lightning and all that stuff. So I said, okay, I'm going to symbolize that as making love to a woman. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? And I know a lot of women, they want that earth pound of love making, you know, and I just want to bring that to the table, man. Let them know that it's still a man out here that wants to caress your body, wants to get deep inside your soul, not just have sex with you, get up, let's go home or whatever like that. So Weather Report was basically telling you that, like you said, I want that old school grandma love where grandpa and grandma made love and they was together for a long time that they started looking like each other.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So that's why I'm at with it. So Weather Report was based on making love to the woman and letting her know that as a man, I can't do this.
No doubt. And you know what? And so that kind of leads me to, you talked about that love. And what made me, when I read this, it made me think about today's society with all the different social media sites that you have, the sex sites, the Pornhub, the XX vids, and all those different things. And so when you see that stuff, the love component is taken out. Because it's like sex as an object, you know, the woman is an object and you have, you know, all kind of stuff going on in those videos. And so you mentioned that, you know, you talked about the real love. How could we get back to that? Because I'm feeling like now society, especially a lot of young cats, you know, and the women, you know, we see the Cardi B's and the stuff that they're promoting, the WAP. And it's like, you know, sex is not, there's no connection there.
And like what you said, connection. You got to have a connection with the woman and she has to have a connection with you. So that comes with not having distractions and not letting something outside of your home, outside of your bedroom, outside of your relationship come in and distract it. Mm-hmm. But it also goes back to one more thing, communicate. You have to communicate with your partner. This is what I like. this is what I want to try. Now it's up to her to or him to say, all right, let's try it or not. But at least you brought it to the table.
Right.
So communication with the love is key. Communication with sex is key. It's going to always go back to communicating with your partner, but not get distracted by, like you said, the porn or the Cardi B, WAP and all those type of things, because those lyrics, they're very potent. They're very potent, just like my poetry. You could take something from me and be like, oh man, was this what he was talking about? You get what I'm saying? So you got to be very, 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 very disciplined with not letting distractions come into your bedroom.
Yeah, because it's really getting to the point. I mean, I've seen some of that stuff on the porn, and some of it is sickening. Some of it, I'm just like, man, what's going on? To each his own. Because
no doubt.
But some of that stuff, man, I'm like, wait a minute. You mean people actually do this stuff? You know, and right. The psyche behind it. And so, if you have your kids that's looking at that, because it's accessible, especially if they got cell phones, all they got to do is go straight to those sites. And so it's like, man, how do they internalize it? Exactly. You know, I remember when I was a kid, we had to sneak. We had Playboy magazines and Penthouse magazines and you know, the squiggly channel on,
right.
on Twitch, you know, watch, you know what I'm saying?
Dolomite movies.
so, you know, it was hard to get. And I think with a lot of kids, you know, they kind of internalize that stuff. And so their emotions, I mean, I've been through my son's phones. You know, I've looked through the stuff. I'm like, man, what you talking about? Listen, what? And the girls responded and the boys responded. I'm like, man, y'all have no concept of what love really is and understanding. So, you know, but hey, listen, everybody, I got the author Mario Given in the building. That's right. I got Mindful Thoughts. I pulled that out. I wanted to talk about his book where he was, you know, really coming back and getting his life back together with the love. So, Rio, we're going to talk about that. But listen, you can like the Jeff Thomas Show page on Facebook. Go in, like, and support it. You can also find us on all formats of social media, as well as where you get your podcast on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can get the Jeff Thomas Show, Stitcher, Google Play. We're everywhere. So make sure you tune into that. We're here 4 days a week. 4 days a week. So this is Relationship Thursday. So if you got some questions you want to send to me, I'll make sure Rio gets them. And you know what I'm saying? We can definitely. He's single, ladies.
This is a single black man. Let's get it.
The single black positive man.
Appreciate it.
Because, see, that's what we want to promote. We want to promote the brothers because, see, it's always the negatives. And we might get into that, too. You know, the connotation of the women always talking, you know, downing and talking about the brothers. And that's crazy because, you know, I know we got our issues, but there are some good men out here. And it just depends on the man that you're looking for. Because, you know, we know how that goes. But talk about your book. You talked about the pain. Talk about that.
All right. That's the third book, The Chronicles of Love and Pain. I wrote that book because I wanted to express the pain I was going through during my marriage, during my relationships, and just overall things I saw from my friends that was going through the same type of pain in their relationship, whether it was man or woman. And I just took on a lot of that stuff, and I created this nice masterpiece, man. To me, it's a classic, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a classic because when you go deep inside your soul and express yourself so the world can see that it's okay as a man to cry. It's okay for a man to be hurt. You know what I mean? And I apologize for hurting women as well. You know what I mean? But that comes from not understanding what a man's supposed to have done.
There you go.
So I took accountability in the book. It's just an overall great read because, like I say, when you talk about pain, man, it's an emotion that we all endured before and still mm-hmm. probably going through it.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you said you mentioned about how to love, how do we learn how to love? Because, I mean, my pops wasn't really around, you know, through my teen years in my life. And so, you know, him and my mother weren't together. Yeah. Right. Off and on. But did you have similar experiences, or was it somebody that you saw that you could mimic those things from, and maybe take some things from?
Oh yeah, no doubt. Growing up, I didn't have a father. I met my father when I was 28 years old. I was already married, in the army, all that type of stuff. So my grandpa, all I knew was him and my grandma. Mm-hmm. Like they hold hands, he opened up the door. If he went in the kitchen, if he came out with a water, he had a water for her. If she went in the kitchen, if she had a Gatorade, she had a Gatorade from him. Like, so I saw them and I always wanted that. You know what I mean? I always wanted that. And unfortunately he passed away when I was still young minded. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get a chance to pick his brain on how to, because if I would have picked his brain, I probably would have saved my marriage.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So seeing grandpa open up the door, that's the reason why I open up doors.
Right.
You know what I mean? Seeing him kiss her hand, kiss her forehead, those little intimate things that not only women like, real men, we like it too. No doubt. Like, we like to embrace love because who don't want love? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So seeing my grandpa, that was the biggest key right there.
Yeah. You know, that's interesting, because it's interesting that you say that, because I never saw that. I never saw that.
Wow.
You know, growing up, with the exception, maybe, well, no, I can't even say that I ever really saw it, you know, in my family, you know, with my mom and my father, you know, because they were back and forth. My grandmother, she wasn't married, you know, but she had a boyfriend. He was cool. You know how it go, you know, old school, right. You know how that was, but I never saw that love. And so through relationships, I learned how to love, because there were certain things that I picked up. I'm an only child. So I grew up an only child. Father had other kids, but I was only child with my mom. And so I was selfish. You know what I'm saying? And so I didn't know how to share. And I had a girlfriend at the time in high school. I really didn't know how to share. I'm like, whatever, man, I ain't, you know, I'm doing me, you know? And so I had to learn those. And I think it's like a train, you get off at different stops. And so you learn as you get off on those stops, and you learn. Then when you finally get to your destination, you're like, okay, this is where I need to be. And I think that's important. You know, we all go through pain in relationships. You know, I've only been married once, thank God, for me, you know, and I couldn't see myself. I always wanted that love. You know, I always wanted the wife and the kids and that kind of family. But it oftentimes, you know, it's like the movies.
Right.
You know, you see the movies, relationships, and then they go off and holding hands, but then they don't tell you all the stuff after the holding hands, you know, exactly. The real stuff. If it's anything you could do, you could change, what would you change from your marriage?
I would have communicated more. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't communicate. And me and her talked about this recently. We talked about it during the divorce process. We talked about it during the therapy. We talked about it. I didn't communicate more. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm not going to speak on her part. I'm going to just speak on myself right now. But I didn't communicate. I didn't express my feelings to her. I was holding everything in. And then when it was time to let it out, it didn't mean nothing at the moment.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So that's why I always talk about communication, because once you take that topic at that moment and hit it head on, there's no room for error.
Right.
So that's why if I can go back, I could have changed that would have been the biggest thing right there.
Yeah, the communication. And so when you say communication, because that's a very difficult thing, especially when you get two people coming from different places and you coming together and you don't necessarily know each other, you know.
But also, I'm sorry, let me cut you off.
Go ahead.
Also not knowing how to communicate also.
Okay, all right.
Like growing up where I'm from, I was told you a man, you don't cry, you don't do this, you don't do that. So you hold on to those emotions and feelings. So when you get into a relationship and you want to express yourself, you don't know how. And then you don't know how to say, baby, I don't know how, because that's that pride.
No doubt.
That's that ego, those mm-hmm. things that we can't show our sons. We have to show them it's okay to say, I need help. I didn't have that. So I didn't know how to communicate. So that's key right there.
Okay.
You can communicate all you want, but if you don't know how, you're still not going to get your message out there.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I wanted to hear right there. Cause you were bringing it out. And so I wanted to know the different ways, because we as men, I mean, especially black men, you know, we have so many things going against us that's trying to destroy us at different times. And really in relationships, you don't want to really, you know, be as transparent about things because you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be judged, right. You know, and it's the harshness of it. And especially for young brothers, you know, it gets to a point, you know, like you said, I grew up, men don't cry. You know, if you better cry in the closet somewhere. If you,
right.
You know, you don't show no weakness, you know, because exactly. If you show weakness, you know, the weakness could get you, depending on where you at, it could get you killed. So,
yeah,
you know, especially growing up in Chicago, you really had to be on your toes about things and showing emotion in relationships was looked upon as kind of being weak.
Yeah, no doubt.
It was looked upon as part of being weak. So, you know, I want you to give some brothers some tips on, you said communication, but okay. It's a whole list of things, man, because our women, and I talked about this yesterday on the podcast, our women are under attack. And so, and when I say that, Donald Trump, I played a little clip, and he was ripping all these black women. He called Kamala Harris, you know, some people don't consider her black. But she's right, black. She's Jamaican black. I mean, come on, we people of color,
she's
all
melon.
Over black.
She's melon. She's melon. We have to respect. She's melon. She's
from melon. The diaspora, so she's part of the African diaspora. So she's a part of that group. And so, you know, he called her a monster. He called Maxine Waters dumb and stupid and idiot. And so I was talking. Well, I was talking on the black men piece, and I said to myself, I said, wait a minute, you know. He's coming after, I've never really heard him attack black men like that, but he comes at the black woman, and she is the backbone of who we are. And so if he tears her down, getting to us is an easy, easy thing, you know? And so I wanted to know, like, what are some of the things the brothers could do to support our women? Because we know relationships is probably about 50 to 60% of who we are, you know, in our makeup, in our world. So how could we better support our women?
Oh, we definitely got to protect them. And protection can come from different angles. You have to, when you see your sister in distress, you have to uplift her. You have to, if you see her in a situation, you have to protect her. You have to talk to her. You have to ask her questions. What do you need? What can I do to make your life a little bit much better? You know, it's just, it depends on that situation as well. You know what I mean? Because if you ride down the street and you see a dude and his lady getting into it, we have to, that's a different type of conversation, but we still have to, hey, everything okay?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, let the brother know, like, hey, bro, like, hey, like, take a walk with me or, you know what I mean? We have to protect our sisters, man. And I got to do a better job. You know what I mean? I think every man got to do a better job. Because I have a daughter, and she's looking up to me as her biggest protector. I'm sorry, but I feel like if it's an immediate circle, talk to your friend that's a woman. You know what I mean? Hey, what is it that us men can do to help women, black women? They're gonna tell you.
Yeah,
they're gonna tell you. Mm-hmm. Now we got to take that, and we got to bring that to the whole table and say, look, these sisters need these six things. From us. Mm-hmm. We may not can get them all six, but let's get them five. Mm-hmm. And work on that other one. Mm-hmm. But we have to protect them from different angles at the job. If you see somebody harassing her, you got to step up to the plate, man. Like if you see somebody in the streets, I mean, we can't stop everything.
Right.
But we have to look at everything as a case by case. But I don't have all the answers. But, and I'm not going to come to your show or to anybody with a safe answer or politically correct answer. What I would say is, let's talk to our sisters. Like, after I get off this show right now, I'm going to go to my Facebook, my social media platform, and I'm going to say to my black sisters, what is it that you need from me and from the brothers? That's what I'm going to do.
Right.
Because I'm a man of my word, and we have to do that, man. Yeah. So that's my answer at this time, but I want to know.
Yeah. And it would be good for us to know, because a lot of times we don't necessarily know. And so, you know, if we don't know, we don't know what to do. If you don't tell us, you if you don't tell us, we won't know. And that goes all across the board. I mean, and, you know, and it's a two-way street. It's a two-way street because the communication has to go both ways. And we have to know what women want. They have to know what we want. I mean, it's similar like to what men want, the movie with Taraji P. Henson and Mel Gibson.
Right.
When he did it, you know, what women want. And so, you know, we have to be able to process that, you know, and kind of break it out and say, okay, all right, we see the television, we see what's going on there, but what do we really want? You know, then they took it so far where they was looking in the man's, you know, people listening and hearing what people are saying, and that is a powerful tool. And if we had those capabilities, I mean, life would be so much simpler. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we would be able to do just about anything as far as our sisters was concerned, and we'd be able to satisfy them, and they'd be able to satisfy us because it does. It's these are the things that relationships are built on. And then when you get married, you know, you take those vows, but how true are the you know, people ain't really riding with them vows, man. When shit get hard, it's like,
The better for worse, right?
Nah, that ain't happening because it's like I'm out of here. You know, when it get worse, I'm done. You know, and it's easy when things are good in a relationship to coast and be, but when things get tough, you really find out who that person is. But hey, this is the Jeff Thomas Show right here. If you listen to Blog Talk Radio, you can follow and subscribe to the page. Just press the follow button. If you're on iTunes, make sure you subscribe. Give us a comment. Let us know what you think about Mario, the author. Givens, this young brother, and I love because he's in one of my social media groups, Chi-Town Sports Nation, and he gets it in always, yes, always with the political piece, which I love. it's certainly because I know we read some similar books, so in some of the things, and I see some of the things that he's doing out there, and we want to support his books, and so in a couple minutes, I'm gonna let him ride out and let him tell what he has for us. We want to support Black authors. We want to support Black artists, support Black podcasters. You know,
yes.
I'm going to tell you like this. We get the short end of the stick. We get the stuff late. And don't get me wrong, I'm not mad at any of the athletes and entertainers who have podcasting. But when I was podcasting early on, and we would get athletes on the show and entertainers, a lot of them didn't want no parts of it. Because they didn't view it. It was still new. They was like, podcasting, we not trying. Right. Even though some of them would come on the show, they would do it. Now, I saw UC, you know, the Drink Champs and all the other podcasts is going on. That's because it's hit big now. And so, and we've had some success with it. This is show number, I think, 345, I think it is, coming up. So we've done 345 shows total.
Wow.
Some of them we got rid of because we just didn't like the content. But I like this relationship piece because I want us to talk about Black love and Black on Black love. And that's an important thing. So Rio, we're going to move to, you know, a different section here. And
okay.
As far as the woman today.
Oh, wow.
What is this woman today? In particular, the Black woman. I know we touched on it a little bit, but I'm curious because I see it kind of disconnect. I see so many different things. I see men, you know, getting taken care of by women. I'm seeing our young guys, you know, not opening doors and just like, I don't care. And the women are accepting this. Women are paying for meals. They doing all sorts of things. Talk to me about this, man. Because
Man, me and you on the same page with the hands up, but from what I've been seeing lately, it's been a lot of role reversals, a lot of settling for, I got a man, I'm okay with it, you know, and that's not a good thing because it's a lot of women settling for these bad men. There's no way you should be paying all the bills in the house. There's no way you should be pumping your gas. There's no way you should be on your knee proposing to a man. Mm. There's no way these things should be happening because we live in this free world now where I can do what I want to do for happiness. Let me tell you something. That is not happiness because you took away the man's ability to love you the way he's supposed to love you through God's eyes, through his creation. You cannot have a man in the home sitting there playing video games for 8 hours and you at work busting your butt, and then you come home and he's still sitting there. Come on now. That's not how life's supposed to be. So not every woman is like that. Not every woman is like that. Trust and believe that. We know that. Just like you said, there's a lot of great men out here. It's just always the bad is showcased. So we have to eliminate that bad vision that we see on TV, or we see walking down the street, or we see on these memes or videos or things like that, because we got to stop the role reversal. We got to man up, and women got to woman up, if I can say that. Okay. Because I'd rather stay single than settle just to say I have somebody, because I'm still gonna be lonely with that person. So I can't create this woman just to say I have a woman. Don't create this man just to say I have a man. Look around. What do you see on TV or on social media where these young women or these women alone have these men in their home and they kill their kids or they molest their kids or do these things or beat them up? Mm-hmm. We have to stop that, man. You know what I mean? We have to really sit down and buckle down on and say, what is it that I need? What is it that I want from my spouse or my future spouse? That's just it right there, bro. Like I don't never want to see a woman pumping a man gas.
You know what? You sound it is funny because on yesterday's show when we were doing the black men show, near the end of the show, brothers were talking. I mean, you mimicked the conversation to a T just about. You talked about proposing, get down on it. You talked about the video games, and these were the things that was expressed. So you could tell that this is a common theme that's being seen around in relationships today. And it is a disgrace. I mean, to see a man, you know, you come on, man. You at some point, I mean, the women, usually women didn't accept those things. That's what I remember.
Accept it.
That's the woman.
You can't accept it. You can't accept the man with his pants down and a man who don't. First off, like I told my son, you see a man, you be a man. Mm. So I told my son, you see a man, right? He said, yeah. So I'm your father. So you be that man and you be better than me.
That's right.
But I'm giving you the tools, but you got to be patient. You have to trust the process. You got to believe in the process. There's a lot of things happening at one time. When I see a young lady on these videos out there, I seen a video with a young, about 6-7 young ladies on the ground twerking, and all you see is oil on the ground and all this stuff. What are you doing here? Like, what are you getting out of that? You know what I mean? Social media can help you, but it also can hurt you. And it also can expose you for who you really are. And it's showing your immaturity as a person. If you want a real man in your life, you can't be doing stuff like that. If you want a real woman in your life, you can't accept things or do things the way you do. We have to buckle down as a culture. We have to buckle down as men. We have to buckle down as women and say, look, it's nothing wrong with being that old school. Like, you can have the most beautiful woman in the world. That's arm candy. I want soul candy.
Ah,
that's what I want. I want soul candy. Yes, I want a beautiful woman, but I also want a beautiful soul. I want a woman that compliments me. Like all that stuff that we see all the time, where men is sitting there playing video games and a woman bringing him food. Really, you really think he deserved that?
Right.
What have he done? I grew up on Good Times. Mm-hmm. You go out there work and you bring home the bacon, it is what it is. I grew up on Cosby Show, where you had the home where they had money. Mm-hmm. So I had both of those things. So I understood that as a man, I had to bring this to the table. I had to bring that to the table. I'd be down if my woman get on her knee and ask me to marry her. Mm-mm.
No, that's crazy.
That's crazy, man.
That's crazy. I saw that on social media. I was like, what?
It's
okay,
crazy,
it's different now. It's different. You know, I some things, I guess, you know, I don't like to be looked upon as a dinosaur, you know, and sometimes it's funny because when I say certain things to my kids, they're like, Pop, we don't do that anymore. And I'm like, man, are you kidding me? That was standard, you know, when we were shorties. And so, you know, even with my sons, I tell them, I say, if you go out on a date, you paying for the date.
Yeah, no doubt.
You come with the money to pay for the date if you're going to take your young lady out to the date. Unless she put the tip down, but you pay for the date You know what I'm saying? If she wants to do, because that you're starting to see a lot of that. And I know it has a lot to do with the Me Too movement. I know there's a lot of different things going on. And I know that's
I didn't want to say that.
Well, man. I mean, it's real, it's what's influencing. You know, and I just hope that I told this story yesterday. I remember opening up a door for a young lady. And she was like, "You ain't got to hold my door. I don't need you to open my door." I'm like,
"What?"
I said, "Well, let me just tell you this. This is how I was raised. This is how I was taught. So you going to go in or not?" You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to stay right here until you go in. Period, point blank. Ooh. You know, and she went in. But that type of mentality, I'm like, nah, I ain't come up like that. And it's not a thing where I think that you're weaker than me. It's a thing that I think that I just respect you as a woman.
That's respect.
So I'm going to open the door for you because this is what a gentleman should do.
But let me say this, in some situations when I do my mentoring, and I mentor some young ladies or even some women of our age, like I mentor, like seriously sit down and talk to them, and a lot of them was broken. Mm. A lot of them was broken. They didn't heal in that department. Mm. So it's a lot of things happening. That's why I always talk about case by case, or we have to understand what their situation is, or that's why you got to ask questions. Mm-hmm. Once you start asking questions, those key questions,
yep,
then you'll start opening them up. Like I treat everybody like a book. The book cover looks good, right? Mm-hmm. But when you start opening up those chapters, then you start understanding what that person is about. Mm-hmm. And that's called character, integrity. You know what I mean? So a lot of these women ain't all bad. A lot of them is just broken. And some of them, just like what I said, I didn't know how to communicate. A lot of them didn't know how to ask for help as well. Look at our culture, man. Everything's taboo when it comes to things that help us grow as a culture. You know what I mean? They took a lot of things from the schools. They took a lot of things from the homes. They took a lot of things that we saw. The Black man in the home, like you said, open up the doors and paying for the dinners. A lot of women haven't seen that either. Just like I didn't see that growing up. You said you didn't see it growing up. They didn't see it either.
Yeah, that's true.
So it can go both ways, but it's still our responsibility to say, okay, I have to change that thought process. Mm-hmm. I got to fix that crown. Mm-hmm. Once you fix that thought process, then you're going to change how you feel, and then you're going to change how you produce. Mm-hmm. But if you're still going to be that same person, I'm 42 years old. I'm not that same 19-year-old.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not that same 32-year-old.
Yeah.
So I grew. But a lot of this, I forced myself too. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted better. I deserve better.
No doubt. Man, that's a powerful word. Hey, I mean, and those are facts, you know, that you dropping right there. Let's talk about where we can find your books, man, and your latest book. Talk about your latest book, Expressions, and then let the people know where they can find you on social media. All the different formats in which they could purchase your book.
Okay. I'm on every social media network. I'm mostly on Instagram and Facebook. You can find me under author Mario Givens. You can also purchase the book on www.mariogivens.com or www.mariogivens.info. All my books is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I'm on every book network in the world. Mm. If there any book outlet, any online bookstore, I'm there. I'm in India, I'm in China, I'm in Korea, I'm in Japan, I'm in Canada, I'm in the UK, I'm in Australia, I'm in Mexico. So you can find me, I'm out there. I also have the books in my trunk. So if you click the link, I will sign the book for you and I will ship it off to you, or I will meet you somewhere and you get the book that way. The old school Master P way.
That was what was going through my mind, Master P.
Yeah, so there's no reason why you can't get the book. But I prefer you to go to www.mariogivens.info or www.mariogivens.com, because that way you can get the signature if you want to order it that way. But if you order on Amazon, you won't get the signature because it's coming from that outlet.
Right.
So
yes. Distribution. That's cool. So tell me about Expressions. What was the motivation behind it?
Oh, wow. Expressions. This is my fourth book. It's a book of poems. It came from similar to Mindful Thoughts, but this type of expression came from, I was in a lot of dark places. I suffer from anxiety disorder, PTSD. So I found myself in a lot of dark places. And when I went to therapy, my therapist talked about, you're an author. So that's your biggest outlet with your thoughts is to write. So, and when you look at the book, some of my top things I like to look at is the moon, the mountains, and the water. That gives me motivation when I see that. So anytime I see the moon outside, I start writing. And this book is different because you'll see the growth when it comes to my wordplay. I also got a poem in here called Mr. Poet. That poem is dedicated to Langston Hughes, which is my favorite poet of all time. And it talks about the Harlem Renaissance and things like that. I got a poem in here called Bullet. And it talks about how the bullet leaves the gun and it becomes homeless looking for a home, which is a black man. So, yes, I got a poem there called Moscato for the ladies, where I symbolize different Moscato bottles into the woman. So the wordplay is different. So I have a lot of deep poetry in here. I talk about being a black man. I talk about me crying. I talked about just different things. The book is dedicated to my mom. Mindful Thought is dedicated to my grandmother. So both of their pictures are in those books. It's just a dope read, man. And I'm not just saying that because I wrote it. I'm saying it because I felt it when I wrote it. So that's what makes it deep. I talked about being shattered as a man. So I talk about a lot of things in this book. And to me personally, everybody always say, which one is your best book? Your first one gonna always be your baby.
Right.
You know what I mean? But this one is more of my best because I wasn't scared this time. And what I mean by scared, you know how sometimes when you write things or you're a musician, there's certain things that you don't want to talk about because you don't want to offend or you don't want to make a person feel a certain way. So with this one, I said, you know what? I don't care. One of my other favorite poems in here is called Guitar Strings of Life. And that poem came from Sting, the singer Sting, Shape of My Heart. If you ever heard the song Shape of My Heart by Sting, that song when he talks about the cards and the spades and the diamonds, I symbolize that as me sitting at a show and somebody using the guitar string. That's my life he's playing. So just the symbolism is a story.
Wow.
It's a story.
Hey, y'all got to pick up that book. I know I'm going to order it. So I got to get it because I want to read it. And I'm going to always support my brother. And you know, these are the things that we need to do. These are the things we need to do. We need to read more. You know, I'm trying to get into the habit to where I'm reading at least 4 books a month.
Yes, sir.
Started off reading at least 2 a month, you know, because I always wanted to have my mind working constantly and knowing things and be able to speak intelligently about different issues that people face from around the globe. And so, my brother, I appreciate you for coming on the show this evening, man. I'm sure people can take some jewels from it. Hopefully they do. Have an open mind, listening to some of the things that you said and some of the nuggets that you dropped, because they're very important.
And I appreciate it.
We need to know these things, and I want to see more of it. And so make sure y'all get out and support my brother. He already told you where you can get them, and then we'll put a link on the show page and you can, I'll get it from Rio. We'll make sure that we get it all set out and make sure you support what it is that he's doing on the Jeff Thomas Show. First of all, I finally got him on because he had been on, we've been doing a whole bunch of things and we podcasted all over Zoom. So finally he got in, but I'm glad I got him in with his new book that he's out here. So my brother, hey, you be safe. Any final words for anybody?
Well, I'll say this. Thank you for the opportunity for one. And also just support me. I mean, sometimes it don't even have to be about you getting the book. Share the link on your page. Share the cover of the book. So, because you got to understand that some of your friends and family may love poetry. And they're going to be missing out on a dope read. You don't want your friends and family missing out on a dope read. So support me. Like I said, you go to www.mariogibbons.info or mariogibbons.com. author Mario Givens on Facebook, Mario Givens on Instagram. Let's get it, man. Let's support these Black authors, and let's just make Black great again.
Hey, that's no doubt about it. Make it great again, baby. Hey, this is the Jeff Thomas Show. I want to thank everybody for listening in. My man, the author Mario Givens, make sure you support his cause. Hey, I'll see you all next week. Man, next Monday, it's the NFL recap. Y'all know how we do it. We're going to talk all things football. But my man, Rio, hey, I appreciate you, my brother. You definitely
love you, my dude.
Love you too, man. You be safe out there. And keep pushing, man. I love your activism, man. You be putting in the work. So keep doing it. Hey, Jeff Thomas Show, always on time.